Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Patriot Come Lately Show. This is Stefan, your Patriot Come Lately, the voice of the Second American Revolution. Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, whenever or wherever you are listening. As someone who came to America to escape from the socialist nightmare, I am using this show to shake America awake. Join me in the next hour for constitutional conservative news and views, as well as the occasional guest. We have to rebuild that shining city on the hill by taking this great country back to the principles set forth by the founders.
Hello, Patriots. This is Stefan, your Patriot Come Lately, welcoming you to the Patriot Come Lately talk show. I'm British by birth, but American by choice, and the voice of the Second American Revolution. We are the Second American Revolution, and we need to be. Got a lot of news in the show today. I had publicized that I was hoping to get somebody from FreedomWorks on the show tonight. I haven't had the last confirmation. We'd kind of set this date, but I haven't had the final confirmation that he'll be on, so I'll be watching to see if he dials in. If not, I've got tons to talk about. I don't know if you've been watching Glenn Beck, but there's been a lot going on, and in addition to everything else going on, Libya, oil, this, that, the other, but I do want to draw attention to the things that just came to light today, because I think they are really very, very, very important. So, as we normally do at the beginning of the show, I like to quote that great British statesman, Sir Winston Churchill, and here I have one, because I think we've discovered something very dangerous has been exposed. We knew it was there. We had suspicions. Glenn's been talking about it for a long while, but now we actually have audio taped, recorded proof of the danger that's out there. And so I think this quote from Winnie is very good. He said, "One ought never to turn one's back on a threatened danger and try to run away from it. If you do that, you will double the danger. But if you meet it promptly and without flinching, you will reduce the danger by half. Never run away from anything. Never, never, never." And like I said, I think we're going to see later in the show, if we don't have our guest on tonight, we're going to be talking about that. If not, I really recommend that you go to theblaze.com or glennbeck.com and see what he has posted there about the economic terrorism. Just put in a couple of words there, and we'll talk a bit more about that if we have time. And if not, perhaps next week, we'll see what's going on. And Glenn also has some good things that we can do to counter this and counter it in a good way, not just go out on the streets and fight with these folks, but really kind of take the wind out of their sails. So hopefully you'll be able to do that. And like I said, if our guest is unable to join us tonight, I'll go into it in a bit more detail. If we don't have time for that, then remember, go to theblaze.com or glennbeck.com and see what is going on in this country today. However, before we get into some of the serious stuff, I hope you will appreciate that we have some interesting or some comedic things that I like to do now and again. Pick these up off the internet. And sorry, my clock for the show just fell over there, so a little bit of distraction. Anyway, comedic section of the show. I'm not a comedian, but I find these little things that are kind of interesting. And this first one speaks to media bias, and I think it's a very apt one as well, because just this week, if you go again to theblaze.com, you will see that the Huffington Post has actually admitted they've discovered that there is bias in the media. There is liberal bias in the media. They actually admit to it, one of their writers. So go and look for that. The left actually admitting that their media is biased. My, what a shock. Anyway, but here's a little comedic example of how that works. A Harley biker is riding by the zoo in Washington, D.C. when he sees a little girl leaning into the lion's cage. Suddenly, the lion grabs her by the cuff of her jacket and tries to pull her inside to slaughter her under the eyes of her screaming parents. The biker jumps off his Harley, runs to the cage, and hits the lion square on the nose with a powerful punch. Whimpering from the pain, the lion jumps back, letting go of the girl, and the biker brings her back to her terrified parents, who thank him endlessly. A reporter has been watching the whole event, and he addresses the Harley rider, saying, "Sir, this is the most gallant and brave thing I've seen a man do in my whole life." The Harley rider replies, "Well, it was nothing really. The lion was behind bars. I just saw this little kid in danger and acted as I felt right." Reporter says, "Well, I'll make sure this won't go unnoticed. I'm a journalist, you know. And tomorrow's paper will have this story on the front page. So tell me a little more details. What do you do for a living? What political affiliation do you have? Where do you come from?" The biker replies, "Well, I'm a U.S. Marine, a Republican, yada, yada, yada." Anyway, so the journalist writes it all down and then leaves. Following morning, the biker buys the paper to see indeed if the journalist had brought the news of his actions and put it on the front page. And to his surprise, he sees it in the headline. And what does the headline say? The headline says, "U.S. Marine assaults African immigrant and steals his lunch." Well, perhaps a little extreme way that the lamestream media has been reacting to things, but that's perhaps not all that far from the truth. Like I said, a little comedic there, but unfortunately not that far from the truth. And we'll see why this is going to be important, because I think some of the things, as I said, that Glenn Beck has uncovered, they're going to be really dynamite. It'll be interesting to see how the lamestream media handle that. But I think they are going to be talking about the African immigrant who was assaulted and the lunch stolen. Anyway, something else. For the Second Amendment people, you don't always need a gun to get good results. Now, I'm also very much in favor of the Second Amendment, but here's a funny little thing, and it's called How to Call the Police When You Are Old and Don't Move Fast Anymore. George Phillips, an elderly man from Walled Lake, Michigan, was going to bed when his wife told him that he'd left the light on in the garden shed down at the end of the yard, which he could see from the bedroom window. George opened the back door to go and turn off the light, but saw that there were a couple of people in the shed, and they were unloading stuff out of the shed and putting it into a car. He phoned the police, who asked, "Is someone in your house?" He said, "No, but there are people breaking into my garden shed and stealing from me." Then the police dispatch says, "Well, all patrols are busy. You should lock your doors, and an officer will be along when one is available." George said, "Okay." But he didn't like the sound of that. So he hung up the phone. He thought for a bit. He counted to 30, and then he phoned the police again. This is what he said. "Hello, I just called you a few seconds ago because there were people stealing things from my shed. Well, guess what? You don't need to worry about them anymore, because I just shot and killed them both. The dogs are eating them right now." And then he hung up. Within 5 minutes, 6 police cars, a SWAT team, a helicopter, 2 fire trucks, a paramedic, and an ambulance showed up at the Phillips residence and caught the burglars red-handed. One of the policemen said to George, "I thought you said that you'd shot them." George looked at him, smiled, and said, "I thought you said there was nobody available." This, apparently, I haven't check the veracity of this, but it's supposedly a true story. And even if it isn't, I think it makes a great story. But I do so wish it is true, because I think it really makes a good story. And as I said, see, sometimes Second Amendment, you don't actually need a gun to get results. Okay, so on to the serious stuff. And as I said, we're going to talk about Glenn Beck's expose of a plan for economic terrorism, which apparently was being talked about this weekend. So this is not stuff from a couple of months or 6 months or a year ago. This is something from last weekend. There was a large left-wing get together, powwow in DC, I believe, and then at one of the sessions, and this was apparently a closed door session, so people from the press were not invited there, but someone got in and someone recorded this, and I bet the left are actually wetting in their pants and trying to work out who did it and where they could, because this is absolute dynamite. And if you haven't seen Glenn Beck's program, you may want to, like I said, you can see some of this and you can actually hear the recording on his website, or you can go to theblaze.com and listen to it. I'll talk a little bit about it so you can hear some of the background, some of the things, but you can hear the whole thing unedited. So none of this nonsense of cutting and just showing certain things. Apparently the full thing is something like 25 minutes long. It's all there. You can hear it. You can make up your own mind, because I'll reiterate, and I agree totally with Glenn, what he always says, make up your own mind. Do your own research. Listen to what Glenn, what people like myself present to you, but then go and do your own research and decide what you think is right. When you've heard this, chills will go down your spine, your eyes will bulge, blood will spurt out, whatever, because this is really bad. And as I said, it's a plan for economic terrorism. Now, how can you say economic terrorism? Well, last week, Friday, a gentleman was actually indicted or was sentenced to, I think, 15 years in prison for basically setting up an alternative to the U.S. dollar and distributing that. And the definition of economic terrorism was given by somebody from the DOI, the Department of Injustice, where she basically said that anybody who works to destabilize the economy of the United States is an economic terrorist. So that sounds good. So if we have someone who's showing that they're plotting to create economic instability in our economy, does that make them an economic terrorist? Well, according to the DOI definition, it does. But this is a left-wing guy that's doing it, so don't expect the Department of Injustice to take any action, because they only take action against the people that they don't like. They don't apply the law equally. Another pet peeve of mine, and I'm sure we're going to see this proven yet again, just how injustice they do serve, how biased they really are. But anyway, so that's their definition. And basically what this person, with someone called Stephen Lerner, who is, well, definitely was part of SEIU. According to some reports, he was kicked out of the SEIU about the same time that Andy Stern left, because he was spending too much money trying to set up this plan and spending millions of SEIU dollars on it. But tonight on, and that was this morning, but tonight on the TV show, Glenn Beck was saying, well, actually, there are lots of reports that he is actually still part of SEIU. He was introduced at the left-wing confab, where they had this discussion as somebody from the SEIU, but the SEIU hasn't replied yet. They've been trying to do proper due diligence and proper research, so they don't know yes or no whether he's still there. But he's definitely part of that clique, and as we know with many other people, you know, they may go out of the SEIU, they may leave the White House, but they probably just enter. Just end up at the Center for American Progress, yes, the George Soros think tank, and they're all birds of a feather that flock together in different places. So we don't know where Stephen Lerner now belongs, but he's definitely part of that clique. He's been, in the last few months, he's been to the White House four times. He's met with Department of the Treasury recently, and he at the SEIU he ran the finance and banking session, and may very well still do so, which of course what I'm going to be telling you really makes that very important. And basically, he laid out a plan whereby he wanted to bring down the banks, bring down Wall Street, by first of all starting an action to have basically a strike on paying mortgages. And he said if they can get 1 million or 2 million people to do this, then this will just absolutely bring down the banks. Bringing down the banks would bring down Wall Street and just enable us to destroy the system and then redistribute the wealth. I've heard those words before. Where have I heard that? Isn't there some community organizer in chief that was using those words somewhere? Anyway, that community organizer is off having another vacation somewhere. So let's not worry too much about what he was saying he's just a vacation guy. Stephen Lerner said they want to do this, and they want to create chaos so they can redistribute the wealth and basically take over the power. And again, if you take the official definition that the DOI deputy AG, attorney general, that said this in this other case, but the definition, then to me that sounds like bringing down Wall Street, bringing down the banks. That sounds very much like economic terrorism, because that's instability, and that's what the lady said about this guy that was creating these kind of, call them personal money, that he was distributing personal dollars, and they held that this was destabilizing to the American dollar and to the American economy, therefore economic terrorism. Well, this sounds a lot like it as well. And one of the ways they were going to do it as well in May, and so this plan sounds very, very well developed and going ahead, sounds as if they've got a lot of things already moving, because Lerner was talking about dates and talking about in May actually starting to hold demonstrations at JP Morgan Chase. They wanted to start with that and bring that bank down first. So do the mortgage strikes there, but also hold demonstrations, disrupt their business by having people just going in and demonstrating inside the banks, etc. Oh man, I mean, really, really bad. On top of that, other things that came out, and you can hear that in the tape that is available, so don't just believe what I say. This is just a summary. There's a whole lot of stuff there that's really, really frightening. But you'll also hear that Stephen Lerner says the role of the unions has to be hidden. He actually says the unions are almost dead, the community organizations are almost dead, but this is one way to bring everything back up again. So he said that the role of the unions, though, has to be hidden. They can't be seen to be leading this. It has to be grassroots. Yeah, Mr. Lerner, it's called AstroTurf. Princess Pelosi coined that word, but I think it best applies to your thugs and minions. Anyway, he said that role of the unions has to be hidden. And so one of the actions that Glenn Becker said that we as conservatives, we as 912, as Tea Parties, whatever, need to do is to expose this, expose that the unions are behind it, expose what they're trying to do, because sunlight is the best disinfectant. And so one of the things that he wants us to do is to send this information to everybody that you know, to all your friends. Get them to go to theblaze.com. Put it on your Facebook. Put it on your Twitter. Put it on your MySpace. Put it wherever you have your social groups. As you talk to friends, say, have you seen what's at theblaze.com? Go and see the article about economic terrorism. Get them frightened. If you have circles where you have lots of union friends, teachers, steel workers, whatever, have them go. Show how they're being used. Show how their leaders are misusing them and misusing their funds to carry out these awful things. And remember, some of what Lerner is going to sound good. Yeah, let's take down the banks. They're making too much money. All those big bonuses, we need to distribute that. That sounds good, right? Banks make too much money. We should punish them. But if you listen to all 25 minutes, you'll hear a recipe for total economic chaos. And what happens then? Only the very rich. Spooky dude. And those who are ready to take power will benefit. Everyone else loses. The union workers, the true union people, lose. We lose. The Tea Parties, people, patriots, freedom lovers everywhere will lose if this economic chaos is allowed to reign in the country. So, really need you to spread the word, please, all of my listeners. Get out there and make sure that everybody knows about this. The more people that know, the less likely that it can succeed. Okay, I'm going to take a short break here, and I'll be back right after these messages. And just a reminder, if you need any of these services, please use the 800 numbers in these messages. These are per inquiry ads. I don't get to paid for broadcasting these commercials on the show, but if you do call up a lot of the time, even just the call and inquiring about their services is enough to get some monetary support for the show. And I'm an unvarnished capitalist. Of course, I need money to keep the show going, so I appreciate anything you can do in that respect. Anyway, I'll be back in a couple of minutes.
I was stretched out on the sofa watching TV when an ad came on for Dish HD. I gave them a ring.
Dish Network.
What's up with this $29.99 a month deal?
Are you a new customer?
I could be.
Well, for 1 year, $29.99 a month, you get 120 channels of beautiful HD reception, free installation, a free HD digital video recorder, free showtime for 90 days. You get
Hold it right there.
Sir?
Sign me up.
Okay. Do you have a credit or debit card ready?
I do.
This is a limited time offer from Canon Satellite, your authorized Dish retailer. Call.
Can I give out the number? I always wanted to do that.
Certainly.
Call 888-794-2929. That's 888-794-2929.
Again?
888-794-2929.
One more time.
888-794-2929.
You're good.
Thank you.
Prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, paperless billing, and other restrictions apply.
The time is now. The political migration of this country to the far left has been put into hyperdrive by the liberal collectivists. Our republic is under attack. The time is now for the great silent majority, we the people of this great republic, to stand up and be counted. I will not stand by as our constitution is torn to shreds and a soft tyranny is drawn down upon us. The time is now to proclaim the government is out of control. It has grown beyond the consent of the governed. We spend too much, we tax too much, our regulations are burdensome, and the bureaucrats in Washington have seized power beyond what is acceptable to we, the people. The time is now. Join me at the Conservative Underground Show as we begin this journey to reclaim our republic. The Conservative Underground Show, conservative by birth, Federalism by Philosophy and Republican by Registration. The Conservative Underground Show.
This is the Patriot Come Lately Show, coming to you on the internet via Blog Talk Radio. Also available via WRS Digital, the Red State Talk Radio Network, at redstatetalkradio.com. And thank you for staying with me through the break there. If you are live with the show and like to welcome a couple of guests in the chat room there, thank you for joining the show. This is Stefan, your Patriot Come Lately, British by birth but American by choice. Unfortunately, as you'll see in the chat room, our guest from FreedomWorks has not been able to join us tonight, but I will get in touch with him and see if we can reschedule for a future show. Coming up on April 6th, I do have another guest coming up, a very interesting gentleman called Clint Cox, who appears a lot on Facebook, and want to talk to him, find out what else he does, but he's definitely a very strong conservative, a very good patriot, has lots of very interesting comments on things going on. He's very active on Facebook, and so I thought it'd make a change to have somebody from that Facebook environment just find out what he's up to, what else he does. And so he will be on April 12th, I think, that Tuesday. I will have Clint Cox on. So, and then after that, I'll try and get Tom Gatens from FreedomWorks back on the show. But we were talking about this chilling news that Glenn Beck basically broke to the world this morning at 9 o'clock, started broadcasting and most of his radio show, and then of course this evening on his TV show, talking about this plan to basically undermine the U.S. economy, Wall Street and the banks, disrupt them, and just bring the whole system crashing down so that a bunch of other people can take over and taking control of everything. And as I said before the break, a little bit of what Luna was saying, yeah, the banks make too much money, the fat cats there have the big bonuses, we need to punish them, we need to take the money back. But if you listen to the whole 25 minutes, you'll see those things that you might even say, okay, we can live with that, you know, take the money back from the banks, you'll hear that they really want to just have total economic chaos with a view to taking over the power, so taking control of everything. Now, does it sound familiar to something that was going on in Wisconsin recently? And if the guest in the chat room just wants to let me know if the audio is okay, if you'd like to type that in, that would be great. But Wisconsin, what happened there? They basically tried to take over, and mobs were trying to rule and prevent the correct rule of law. Now, whether you agree with what was going on there, basically the Republicans, while they were doing something a lot of people may not have liked, they were doing it in a very legal way. The Democrats, basically, while they did it in a legal way, in a morally legal way, did not, by just running out of the state and making sure that there wasn't a quorum. And then, of course, when the Republicans found a way to get around that, now there's all sorts of things about was it legal, because there's a rule, 24 hours, etc. Oh, by the way, just to let you know, the judge who ruled in this case has a son who is an SEIU activist. Are you surprised? More corruption, more political corruption. You know, and that's one of the things that gets me really fed up about these damn progressives. And my apologies to you for pretty much almost 60 shows, I've tried to keep my language very very, very, very normal, but occasionally my blood really gets boiling. They just went and found a judge. Now, how unbiased is that judge, right? With a son who's an SEIU activist, do you think that's an unbiased judge? No way. So they go and find one who passes this stupid ruling, and not only that, passes a ruling, says, well, I'm going to take a week to decide on this. Yeah, it's all delaying, stalling tactics so that the unions can get into all sorts of agreements and get them signed with the local cities, etc., so they can have all sorts of agreement in place before this rule comes through that they can't, that they can't have collective bargaining, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that really ticks me off that, stand on your principles, but do it in a principle way, not an underhanded way like they've done here. But anyway, back to what I was saying. So Glenn Beck has exposed this plan to essentially do something similar on Wall Street. But of course now the stakes are much higher, but they thought they were successful in Wisconsin. Now they figure they could do the same and they're getting very emboldened by everything that's going on by this administration that's letting them get away almost with murder. So we need to stand up and take a stand. And for those of you that missed at the beginning of the show, the quote that I have, my regular quote at the beginning of the show for Winston Churchill, but I'm going to repeat it for the guests that are now in the chat room so they can hear. Winston said, "One ought never to turn one's back on a threatened danger and try to run away from it. If you do that, you will double the danger. But if you meet it promptly and without flinching, you will reduce the danger by half. Never run away from anything. Never." So we've not got to run away from what these underhanded progressives, thugs are trying to do and trying to take over the rule of democracy of our republic, right? Democratic republic, and take that over through violence and chaos. So, and of course, you say, well, what can I do? What can I do? And I think a lot of us were saying, yes, what can I do? And luckily, Glenn Beck, I think, tonight in his TV show, came up with a very, very good idea. Now, he hadn't actually mentioned this in the radio show, so if you listen to his radio show, you may not have heard this, but this will be going out. And this, I hope, is going to be something that's very, very big. So to think 9/12, a couple of years ago, right, millions of people getting together. But now, instead of being in Washington, this is something that can be done nationwide. And this is something that the lamestream media will not be able to ignore if it goes on. So what Glenn Beck called for, well, I see we're just at the bottom of the hour, so it is time for another commercial. So after the break, I'll tell you what Glenn Beck suggests that we should do, and to me it sounds like very good. So I hope you'll stay with me. This is really worth hearing.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom550.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom550.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 550.com, freedom550.com, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
The path to restoring our republic was laid down by our founding fathers. The principles of freedom, liberty, personal responsibility, and limited government are conservative ideals we will never abandon.
America is listening.
Grassroots, common sense, conservative talk radio. It's on the internet. Tune in now. Red State Talk Radio, featuring some of the most popular internet talk show hosts in America today. Are you listening? RedStateTalkRadio.com. Other talk shows bore you to tears? Well, get on your horse and ride with Paul Revere Radio.
Our founding fathers set the bar very high, but they gave us the tools to preserve the Republic. Join us as we spread the word the same way Paul Revere did with his Midnight Ride.
Paul Revere Radio airs every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Patriot Come Lately Show, coming to you on the internet via Blog Talk Radio. Also available via WRS Digital, the Red State Talk Radio Network at redstatetalkradio.com. Okay, thank you for staying with me through the break, and we've been talking about Glenn Beck's horrific expose today of plans by trade union people to basically collapse the American economic system and basically take over from that, redistribute the wealth. And as I said before, when something like this economic chaos happens, only the very rich, like Spooky Dude, and those who have already are ready to take over power, they're the only ones that benefit. Everyone else loses. And I know. I was in the UK in the 60s when Soros collapsed their economic system, collapsed the pound there. And while it didn't sound quite as bad as what this guy Stephen Lerner was planning, still it was a horrific time for Britain, and it was really, really bad. So I've seen it before, and I don't want it to happen here. It's one of the reasons why I run this show. I like to tell people I'm like a frog. You know the analogy of a frog in hot water. If you boil it slowly, you can they won't notice. But if you drop them in hot water, in boiling water, they're obviously going to jump out straight off. Well, I'm a frog who's been in water that slowly got very, very hot, and I did notice, and I did get out, and I got into a big pan of cold water. Now I'm finding that this water is getting hot, is getting turned into a socialist pot, and I don't want it to happen here. So I'm telling everybody we need to get out, or we need to go and turn off the heat underneath. We need to get rid of these socialists that are these progressives that are trying to change our country into something that it wasn't and should never become. Anyway, back to what Glenn Beck, his expose, and so this evening on his TV program, and he was saying, well, people are asking, you know, what can we do? So he said, the only way you can fight evil is with good. And he said, it's no good fighting evil per se, because if you do that, then you're just going to end up with fighting, and what good is that? He said, but if we can show people good, if we can show that we are good, then we will get people on our side, and that will change things. To me, that sounds like a very good plan. So what he is suggesting, he's put a call out for April 21st for flash mobs. Flash mobs to do good. Now, if you don't know what flash mobs are, flash mobs are where people, basically using things like Twitter and Facebook, call people together all unexpectedly, spontaneously, very short notice, and get together. Now, obviously, this is about 4 weeks in advance, a month in advance, so it's not really spontaneous, but still, it's a group of people getting together, called together by basically social media nowadays. And what he's asked people to do is to get together, bring along a bag of groceries, and then go somewhere where you know there are people who are needy. It could be the unemployment line. It could be even, and I think, and I hate to hear myself saying this, maybe we go down where the illegals are hanging out. A lot of them have very bad situation because they can't get paid a lot. They don't have medical programs and things like that. So let's go down to where those day laborers get picked up. That could be one of the things we could do. Anyway, find somewhere where there are needy people, preferably people who are living off government entitlements, and go and show them that we love them. Take a bag of groceries, and each person in the flash mob should look for one person, give them the groceries, tell them that they love them, and tell them to hang on, hang in there, keep going, don't give up. Give them some positive messages. Can you imagine if we could get millions of people across this nation, everybody doing that on April 21st? Number one, the lamestream media could, it would be impossible for them to ignore it, number one. But number two, can you imagine all those good vibes going out? How nice that would be. Do you think that would have a positive effect? So that sounded like a good idea. And so say to people, if you think that's a good idea, please spread the word. Get your friends. If you're members of a Tea Party or a 912 group, pick up this. Make sure, obviously, the flash mob will need some kind of organization. You'll need to find somewhere where there are needy people. And obviously, you don't want to, let's say you get 1,000 people, but you've got an unemployment line where there are normally 50 people. That doesn't make any sense. Find out lots of places that you can go. So maybe there's different places. So have 50 people. If there's 50 people in the unemployment line, have 50 people go there, have 50 people go to another location. It'll need a little bit of organization. That's where the 912 and Tea Parties can show their value, can show other people that they're good, that we're not racist, that we're helping people. Don't you think this is going to be positive? Can you imagine one day everybody being very, very positive? And you know, karma, what goes around comes around. Imagine what good we could do on one day. So I like the idea. It seems very good. It's going to be difficult to do, but I think we should. I think we, as Tea Partiers, as 912 people, as conservatives, as people who want to take back their country, as libertarians, whatever, people who want to fight these evil unions. And I'm not saying everybody in the unions are evil, but it's the people in power who are evil. The progressives in Washington who are evil, and the progressives sit on both sides of the fence. They're not just Democrats. There are also many Republicans who are progressives. In the administration, the czars, the socialists there, the communists even, people who support communist approaches to life, that's evil, evil, evil. We can discuss about it, but basically it is evil. So let's put out some positive vibes there. Let's overcome the evil, not by fighting them, not by hitting them with baseball bats, though I know many of us would love to do that, but just by forcing them to look and see the evil, let's be that city on the hill, that beacon on the hill for the needy, for the poor people, and show them that we are good. We're not out to steal their bread, because that's what the progressives say about Tea Party. Oh, they want to cut all the spending, so you won't have anything. No, let's show them that we can do for the needy what needs to be done. We don't need the government to do it. We can do it of our own accord, and we don't need the government to do it, because for every dollar we give the government to do that, only 60, 70, 40 cents actually reaches the people who need it. The rest sticks to all those corrupt legislators all the way down the legislative line. So, well, that was my rant about Glenn Beck. One of the things that we in the Tea Party movement have really been complaining about is the spending. And spending is right at the forefront today, because we keep hearing about these continuing resolutions that people are putting out. And I saw a piece apparently that Dave Ramsey had put on his show. Now, I don't normally listen to his radio program, because I switch across. It's broadcast at the same time as Sean Hannity, so I flip across to Sean rather than Dave Ramsey. I wish I'd heard this show, because I think it was a very good one, but I want to read what he did, because what Dave Ramsey did was explain the spending in numbers that we can understand. In D.C., they banty trillions and billions and millions of this, and everybody just says, well, these are just big numbers. What does it mean? So what Dave Ramsey did, he boiled it down to real numbers, and then showed exactly how not serious DC is about cutting spending. And what he did, he took, because it's a call-in program, he took a hypothetical call from John Q. Public and his wife, We the People. And in his example, his callers, so this was John and Wee, he said, are earning, between the two of them, $58,000 a year. Now, that's a fairly reasonable salary. I can live with that. However, he said, they are spending $75,000 a year. More importantly, they have a credit card with a debt totaling $327,000. Right? So now if you think about it, so $58,000 a year, but they're spending $75,000 a year, and they have a credit card with $327,000 a year. Those are all pretty understandable numbers, right? And on top of that, he says, well, because they have this $327,000 credit card debt, they're having to pay $10,000 of the family's income. So if they have $58,000 a year, $10,000 is just going to pay interest on those credit cards. Now, Ramsey is known for his advice, you know, get rid of debt, cut up the credit card, even get rid of your mortgage, be debt-free, etc. So he said, what would you expect my advice to this couple to be, right? You're spending more than you earn. You've got a huge credit card debt. What should you be doing? Cut up the credit cards. Stop using them. Don't increase your debt. Reduce the spending. So he then said, okay, so he would say, first thing you've got to do is stop spending more than you earn, right? So Ramsey said, but if he followed what Washington was proposing in cuts, and I suspect this is even what the Republicans are currently proposing in terms of cuts. So not the cuts that we, the Tea Party, really asked for, but what the Republicans are proposing. The recommendation would be that they reduce their annual expenditures merely by a $3,000 amount to bring it down from $75,000 to $72,000. So we are still $14,000. We're still $14,000 a year over our income in terms of expenditure. Now, Ramsey says that he's calculated these numbers in exact proportion to the actions of the federal government in dealing with our deficit. But instead of a deficit of trillions of dollars, he's put the ratio down. He says that's $327,000. That would have an income of $58,000. We have a debt of trillions of dollars. We have income maybe of a few of a trillion dollars, but we're spending much more than that, right? We're spending a ratio of, compared to the $58,000, we're spending $75,000. So anyway, so I think that makes it very, very clear. So we've got this huge credit card debt. We're still spending more than we make. We need to stop the spending. And many people say, well, the reason for our debt is the war in Iraq, the war in Afghanistan, or the tax breaks for the rich, or whatever cliche the progressives are throwing out at us during election years. But the truth is, every federal program that we have in Washington, other than Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, we could throw all of those out, and we still could not pay for Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security at the current levels and still provide for the defense of the country. So let's not defend the country and just leave the borders open. Let's be overrun by all the illegals, and they can then all take our also partake in our Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. And remember, Medicare, Medicaid are part of Obamacare. So anyone who comes in doesn't have insurance, they're going to fall under that program, and we will have to pay for it. So let's just let that all pay for it. Let's not worry about defending the country. Let's send the army home. Well, as Ramsey says, truth is, the nation cannot pay its bills. Well, I would like to pay my bills, so I'm going to play one more commercial, one more commercial break, and then I'll be back just to close out the show.
Medcare Diabetic, how may I help you?
Hello, I'm a diabetic with insurance, and I just heard you talking meter and free blood pressure monitor promotion on the radio.
Medcare Diabetic, accredited by the Joint Commission for National Quality Recognition, is offering to you a brand new talking monitor that draws blood from anywhere on your body. No more punctured fingers, no pain, no eye strain, and it talks to you. Listen.
112.
And it's multilingual.
112.
Call right now. Qualify and receive as a bonus a blood pressure monitor absolutely free.
That's great. How do I receive both my talking meter with testing supplies and my bonus blood pressure monitors?
If you have Medicare or insurance, Medcare Diabetic may send both your monitors and test supplies directly to your home at no cost. Insulin and syringes are available as well. Copay and deductibles may apply. Call 800-503-8609. That's 800-503-8609. Medcare Diabetic at 800-503-8609.
Tired of the same old blah, blah, blah of talk radio?
Blah, blah,
then
blah,
tune
blah,
in
blah.
To Red State Town Hall, where we're always in a rockin' red state of mind. Join your hosts Primo Mondoni and Ken Brown for spirited discussion and debate on all things conservative every Wednesday and Saturday evening.
10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Here on blogtalkradio.com, you can live chat with other right-wing extremists and vent your frustrations by calling in to talk to us. See you at the town hall.
Coming to you on the internet via Blog Talk Radio. Also available via WRS Digital, the Red State Talk Radio Network at redstatetalkradio.com. Okay, we're getting towards the end of the show. Anybody, coming in there, 24031, thank you for joining the show. We are almost at the end, though. So if you'd like to catch the beginning of the show, you can catch it at archives.patriotcomelately.us. On top of that, you can also, you can catch me on the Red State Talk Radio Network at redstatetalkradio.com. That is WRS Digital. The show is rebroadcast there a number of times during the week. I hope you can join me there. If you didn't catch the whole live show, got some interesting things, I think, at the beginning that I'd like you to be aware of. So please do join the show there. But we have almost reached the end, so... Apologies, no, there was no guest tonight, was not able to join us, unfortunately, and we also had no time for the road to serfdom, but I'll try to get back to that next week. There's just so much going on, though, nowadays in politics that it's difficult to get to some of these fixed items, but I will try and squeeze in a half a show of the road to serfdom, because we're in an interesting part of that book, Chapter 7, and hopefully you can join me for that. And then remember, April 12th, I believe it is, the Tuesday, 12th or 13th? No, 12th. April 12th, I will be having a guest from Facebook, a very well-known, I think, conservative on Facebook, who has a lot of very interesting things to say all the time. So love to hear what he's doing as well outside of Facebook. And he will be on, as I said, in a few weeks, but between then and now, I will, or now and then, we'll be trying to get back to the road to serfdom, and of course, letting you know how things go with the Glenn Beck flash mobs, and also what may or may not happen with respect to this economic terrorism that I talked about at the beginning of the show. And then, if you've got any questions, please do email me. I would appreciate hearing from you. hasn't been too much interaction this week in the chat room, but you can email me your questions and comments. I'd love to hear from you on those questions and comments and suggestions for the show. If you got an interesting guest, you can always email me about that as well. Stefan@patriotcomelately.us is the email, so feel free to do that. And if you've got a very interesting question, I will try to handle it in a future show. So I hope that get those comments. I hope that you'll be able to join me next week and in the coming weeks as we finish off the road to serfdom and hopefully have some more interesting guests. And as I said, also watching what's going on in the world of politics as this economic terrorism. I really wonder what's going to happen with that and whether the Department of Injustice does anything about it. So I want to say good night to you all. There's the music. Means it's time to go. I had a great evening tonight. And hope to see you in next week's show. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Patriot Come Lately show. Please take what you have learned and share it with friends and family. Better still, tell them about the show so they can listen too. Remember to support the advertisers on the show. It helps keep this show on the air, and I thank you for that. I'm looking forward to joining you on the next show. Until then, keep spreading our message. Goodbye and God bless America.